Here we're looking at Master Shield on the north side of the garage. So Master Shield we originally installed in, I think it was March of 2020. The system at the point that you see it here in that May shot, you can see I have an asterisk there. So that indicates that the product had been installed at that point for 26 months. So it had been up there for more than 2 years. Obviously it doesn't look pristine, brand new at that point. And it was a raining day out there. So just a couple of interesting points on this system. Master Shield has three strips of copper that are on woven into the screen. So it's got a 316 stainless steel screen with the copper that gets woven into that screen. You can see in the middle shot, perhaps you can see a little bit of the copper look in the screen at the top, the middle, and at the bottom. You can see a little bit of that as well on the May shot. But in that May shot, it was a rainy day. You can see some of the flowers off the locust tree, and then immediately behind where this product is sitting was a redbud tree. So it tended to get whacked a little bit more with stuff from the redbud tree. So you see a few pine needles, you see a couple of leaves, you see some of the locust flowers, and you see some of the redbud activity up there. This system was a consistent performer. It just pretty much did what it was supposed to do from beginning to end. If you look at the October photo there in the middle, you can see that, again, there's just some stuff loosely sitting on top of it. As I'd pointed out in other videos, we always had a little bit more product or more leaves and debris kind of on that left-hand corner when there was stuff up there. There wasn't always stuff up there, but occasionally when there was stuff up there, there was always a little bit more debris kind of sitting off to the left. And in part, it's because I think we put our thumb a little heavy on the gutter guard when we were putting on the end cap, and then it also sits immediately next to leaf filter, and leaf filter always had stuff sitting on top of it. So by and large, throughout the course of the year, there was very little stuff ever sitting on top of this system. It always shed the leaves and debris really well. If you drop down to the April shot there the following year, you can see this is now 37 months after we initially installed the product. We're taking it off, you know, in April, so we're already starting to get some of the spring flowers blossoming off the trees, and you can see some of the flowers off the redbud tree there, and maybe a random pine needle or two. So Master Shield as a product in 2024, if you were to compare it to the 2024 results, would have been the number one system. I believe perhaps the raindrop system took in just a smidge more water than like 1/10 or something, a little bit more water. Maybe it was a couple tenths more, or hundredths, excuse me, of water than the Master Shield system did after it's been up there for 3 years. But for the long-term test, it took in the most water. And the long-term test, again, we're limiting to three products at this point. We're limiting it to Master Shield, Leaf Filter, and Clean Gutter. Both Master Shield and Leaf Filter being up there for 3 years. Clean Gutter having been technically up there for 2 years, but we had to move it from the south side of the garage to the north side of the garage. So in essence, it had only been installed on the north side of the garage for a year, but had essentially been up for a total of 2 years in two different locations. So the debris in the gutter after 3 years was 0.2 ounces. The baggie that we used to weigh the material is also 0.2 ounces. So yes, there was a little bit of material inside there, but it wasn't enough to register. It wasn't enough to pop it up by 1/10 of an ounce to 3/10 of an ounce. It all fell within the 2/10 of an ounce of the baggie weight. So more or less nothing got inside that system after 3 years. And I've heard from other homeowners who have owned this product who have had to remove it for whatever reason, usually getting a new roof, or they get up there, they're just curious and they look inside it, and by and large, there's nothing inside their gutters. So kudos to MasterShield for keeping pretty much everything out. The amount of debris at the remaining, at the conclusion of our test was negligible. You can see a few of those flowers sitting up there, but that wasn't enough to justify any weight coming out of it. And then its ability to take in the water for the long-term testers was 2.12 gallons, 8 liters, which put it at the top edge of the test. And that's just kind of how we saw this thing throughout time. It always did a really good job with the water. It always did a really good job with the leaves and debris. And it's just kind of, it's one of the few rock stars among gutter protection systems out there on the market. So that is MasterShield from the north side of the garage after 3 years.